So welcome everybody to Webinar Wednesday from Sight and Sound Technology. My name is Stuart Lawler and delighted to have my colleague Carl Braley back with us again. Carl wasn't with us last week for our Microsoft Teams special, but he has a very good excuse because it was his wife's birthday. So happy birthday, Mrs. Braley. Belated happy birthday to Mrs. Braley. Now, welcome to Webinar Wednesday. As I said, we're delighted today to have our guests from Natick Technologies, and they are from the UAE and Dubai in particular. And Auda Hazim and Ali Abdarrahim are with us. And we'll be hearing all about a really exciting application for the BrailleSense Polaris called MoTweet. I've had the pleasure of using this app for the last couple of weeks, and it's really fantastic. And what it's done for me is it's really made me use Twitter actively, I suppose, on the Polaris. We're also delighted to have from Korea, South Korea, she's come back yet again, Jenny Axler from Selvus Healthcare. And there's either two reasons Jenny keeps coming back to these webinars. Either she can't sleep and she's bored and she just wants something to do late at night, or she really does like us. So I'm hoping it's the latter. There you go. If you want to get in touch with us today, there's a few ways you can do so on the Zoom meeting platform. You can raise your hand if you wish by pressing Alt and Y using Windows, Command and Y on the Mac, or on a mobile application, activate the raise hand button. If you want to chat and type in the chat window, you can press Alt and H on Windows, Command and H on the Mac, or activate the chat option on your mobile app of choice. And actually, Carl always makes a good point that I always forget to mention, and that is if you are typing in the chat, make sure you send the chat to everyone and not just the panelists, because if you send it to the panelists and you want to say something that you'd like everybody else to see, then only those of us who are on the panel are going to see it. We will be going to your questions, and I think there will be lots of questions and comments during the afternoon, and we're looking forward to hearing them. In the interest of keeping this relatively short and in the interest of making sure everybody can get a chance to speak, can you please keep your questions as concise as possible when we go to that point? And we'll be going back and forward to Carl as we go along. So Auda Hazim is the CEO of Natick Technologies, and Auda and I think spoke first last year, and I'm really impressed with what Natick are doing and how they're always trying to look at doing something different in this assistive technology industry. I think that's a really, really important thing to do. So Auda, thank you so much for coming along and for giving us your time. And I'd like to just hand it over to you and ask you to just tell us a little bit about your company and tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
Thank you, Stuart. I really appreciate the opportunity. It's a great crowd here today, and I'm very pleased to join you and speak to you all about who we are and what we're doing. Natick Technologies was established in the United States when I was in my previous life running a company, my own company, building custom-built laptops in Colorado Springs, Colorado. One day I helped a blind person install JAWS in his custom-built laptop. And I was very intrigued as to how a blind person can use a standard laptop. And I always wondered how I could bring this technology to the Middle East. Are you hearing me, Stuart? Am I
we
still
are.
There?
Okay, we are, yeah.
Very good. Yeah. My screen suddenly did something weird, so I just wanted to make sure. I'm sorry about that. So that dream basically materialized in 2002, established Natick Technologies. We worked with a very great company out of the UK, Dolphin Computer Access. We localized HAL screen reader and Supernova. And of course, to make a long story short, we are very close to our customers. We started listening to them, and they started to tell us what to get them and what to develop for them. So That's what we did. We worked on talks and we brought it to the Middle East. We localized it. Since that time, we continue to team up with industry leaders such as HIMSS and Handytech and Dolphin and Optilec at the time. These companies basically were great companies to work with. About 15 years into this operation, we did figure out that in our market, there isn't much future for distribution only. We have to add value because eventually everybody else would like to basically set up shop and sell equipment. So we had to be different. And we started a great relationship with HIMSS, which became Silvus, and we localized the BrailleSense. We basically owned the note taker market in the Middle East, BrailleSense Plus, which we started with, and then the U2. With the U2, the way we did it, and the way we excelled is we had developed what's called Nautic Store. We started building applications and listening to the customers, basically. And we had many applications specific to our region. After that, of course, we moved on to the Polaris. And there's a very interesting story how we started with the Polaris, and I will be very brief. It's a long story too. But a competing company started basically marketing its own product, and HIMSS was about a year late. I went to see Sun. And it was the day when the Polaris was being debuted, basically, or announced. And I got some news that a competing product in our market is making headways. I knew it would take another year for the Polaris to come out. So I took on to the airways, basically, and went to the internet and appealed to my customers to give us a chance and wait for us to roll out the Polaris. And I made a promise. I said, if you trust us, if you wait for the Polaris to come out, I will develop applications for you, specific for you, applications that makes the Polaris better than any other device. And I got that trust. I got their trust. And believe it or not, without the Polaris being shipping out, I sold 200 units out of the and that basically made the BrailleSense products continue to have the lion's share of the market share. And then I came back from the US and I had to deliver on my promise. 6 months later, the Polaris started shipping. Of course, the competitor's product was shipping way before that. So my customers grabbed me and said, remember your promise? And I said, yes. So I went to our friends at HIMSS and I said, we want to do the same thing we did for the U2. We want to develop applications for the Polaris like we did to the U2. And they told me, we don't have an SDK. So there I was in a bind, basically. That's when I made the arrangement to fly to Seoul. I landed there. Silva's people, or HIMSS people, were very nice. They received me really well. It's the first time I visited Korea. I had no reason to go to see HIMSS. Everything was going smoothly for us. But it was a life and death for us. We had promised our customers to deliver on our promise and develop applications, and we didn't know how long it would take to get an SDK out for the Polaris. So I sat across the table from the entire management team of Silvus, and of course it was clear by that time they didn't have an SDK. So I made a request. It was a bold request. I told the CEO that I want the source code. And of course, a big, huge laughter bursted out of every management team, basically. So the bottom line, they said, well, okay, well, you have to kill us all before you get the source code. So I knew it was I was in deep trouble. So I went with a plan. I had a list of requests. So if I couldn't get an SDK, I wanted the source code. If the source code is not there, I wanted to get at least something that would help us buy time. So I asked the CEO to lend us their top developer for a couple of months. Of course, that was a ridiculous request. But they finally agreed. They said, okay, we'll send Mr. Carter to spend some time with you. That was very important. We did really bond with the developer. He really saw what we meant. He came and spent a week with us, and it was very crucial. It was very important. He's very supportive. And after that trip, he went back and he worked hard on making available to us some library files. And the complete picture was there in terms of having the right tools to develop just a few months back. And with the COVID-19 hitting, we found an opportunity for us to sit back and reflect. And when everybody was feeling sorry for themselves, we thought, let's just focus on more development. And this is when we got many applications specific to our market, but it was the first application that others can use internationally, and it was the Motweet. So I just wanted to share this story because I want to tell everybody that we're here to stay. We want to develop product. We have the knowledge. I have a young, vibrant, creative team. Usually, when we start to think about something from idea to a prototype, it's a couple of weeks. And so I want people to stay tuned. I want to hear from everybody. We want to know what's important to them, whether it's hardware or software. We will continue to do it. We from our past, we excelled because we listened to you guys, because we are close to our customers. So now when we open up the scope and we go internationally, you can only imagine what we can do with your help. So thank you again for the opportunity, Stuart. I will answer all the questions. I would like to hear from everybody what they think. And thank you again.
Okay, Auda, thank you. What an introduction. What a story. I just have this picture of you sitting across the table from all these guys in suits, and they say, this guy coming over, and you just say, do you know something? Give me the source code. And I like your style. I like how you do things. Really, really great story. So let's get our hands on, or at least virtually get our hands on, this Motweet app. And I'm going to bring in Jenny Axler from Silvus. Jenny, I hope you're still awake and still drinking your coffee. One of the things, Jenny, when I saw Motweet was, and I had tried other Twitter clients on Polaris previously, and they had worked fine, but they hadn't been as efficient, I suppose, for me to use. And I always found myself going back to the PC to use Twitter. And now that's no longer the case. Was that similar for you?
Yes, we actually did a couple of webinars on social networking in America, actually. And we found several apps that were accessible I would say perfectly accessible in the way that they, you know, you could use all the controls. But I think that there's a difference between accessibility and efficiency. And I actually think that efficiency does actually speak to accessibility, although it technically isn't part of the definition. And so what we found was that, yeah, everything worked fine, but it was, there's so many controls on screen. What's different between a mainstream Android app and a Polaris app has a lot to do with what you see on the screen. For a sighted person, they need to see everything very instantly. They want to see all the controls on the screen, and that is most efficient for them. For a blind person, it's actually the opposite. We need specific focus on the content that we want to see right now, with the ability to easily access other content. So this is what the Motweet advantage is. It's very clean, very simple, but that doesn't mean that it's not powerful. So are we ready to get into it?
Let's get into it. Let's hear what it does.
Okay. So I'm not going to go through the installation process. There is documentation on that, and I will say that it is a bit of an individual different process. So please do read the documentation on the website. We'll talk about later where to go to get it. But there is documentation on there, and you do need to read that before you install it. It will explain everything that might look strange. But once you do, everything is very simple. So I am at my main menu.
Word processor, W.
So yes, we're going through the main menu. N. Just wanted to show you that's where we are. And after you install this, for those of you who have used the U2, you will recognize the programs menu. This is the same type of programs menu that's on the U2, except that we need to use the letter R to open it because P is used for the Play Store.
Motweet.
And the only application there is Motweet, so I will press enter.
Loading. Loading. Perkins School for the Blind. Today Boston celebrates 30 years of the ADONG. HTTPS. T code.
That would be the ADA. That would be the speech synthesis. Sorry about that. Okay, so I stopped the speech, and what I see is LI, and then of course the beginning of the tweet, because this is just a clean list. If I press F3 for the tab order, I get absolutely nothing. There's nothing happening. The only thing you can do right now is press space 1 or space 4. There's nothing to get in the way, nothing to confuse you. It's just a straight list. So I'll press space 4.
Era, as we approach the 30th anniversary of the ADONG, we salute all whose life work is advocacy to live life on their terms. 2, Brian Hartgen, waiting for the Motweet webinar to start. 3181 list item.
Aha. Welcome, Brian. We're glad you're here. So all I'm doing is pressing space 4 to go down the list. It's, again, very simple. So as I said, though, that doesn't mean it's not powerful. So from here, you have 3 main things that you can do. Obviously, those things will lead to other paths, and we're going to go through them manually. However, there are shortcuts for just about everything. The first thing that you can do is get tweet information, and I'll press space I to do that.
Tweet information dialog. Created at Wednesday, July 22, 01, 09, 2020, retweet, 0 favorite, 0 static box.
So basically what this tells you is when it was created, how many people have liked it or retweeted it. And I'll just press F4 to return to my timeline.
Brian Hartgen, waiting for the Motweet webinar to start. 3181 list item.
And it's showing me, right now it's 181, but it's generally going to show you about 200 in the buffer. So again, nice long list. You can go through it very quickly. Now, the next thing you can do, and probably what you're most interested in, is acting on a tweet. And that's also very simple. Just press enter.
Loading. Waiting for the Motweet webinar to start.
So now I'm in a dialogue, and this is basically a dialogue for a tweet. So the first thing I see is the text, and now I do have a tab order. I'll press F3.
Show hashtags button.
I can show hashtags button. There aren't any on this tweet. If there were and I pressed enter, I would see all the hashtags. And if I pressed enter on one of those, I could actually go to tweets that also have that hashtag. So again, very easy.
Like, 0 button.
And it shows likes. And the reason that this is a button is that if you would like to like it yourself, you can just press enter on here. So it gives you the number of likes, but it's also a button that you can act on.
Retweet, 0 button.
Same thing.
Show user timeline, Brian Hartgen button.
and I can actually show his user timeline just by pressing enter again.
Open current user profile, Ryan Hurtgen button.
And I can
tweet your reply edit box.
And now I can reply.
0 characters static box. Reply button. No reply to this tweet. 1-1 list item.
Okay, so again, I'm continuing to tab. Now this one doesn't have any replies. What this area lets you do is actually view the conversation. So you can press space 1 and space 4 to see any replies to the tweet if there were any.
Waiting for the MoTweet webinar to start static box.
And now I've gone and wrapped around to the text again. So this is again where you're gonna act on most of your tweets. Now there are shortcuts for a lot of these actions. We'll tell you where to find those in a minute.
Ryan Hurtgen, waiting for the MoTweet webinar to start 3181 list item.
Okay, so again, I just used F4 to return to my timeline. The other thing that you can do is go to the menus. And here again, we have many, many functions. So I'm gonna press F2 as you normally would.
File, pull down menu.
And this is going to look very familiar to Polaris users. I'm going to press space 4.
Timelines, pull down menu. Search, pull down menu. Settings, S, enter S menu. Help, pull down menu. File, pull down menu.
So there we go. That's what we've got in the menus. I'm going to press enter on the file menu.
New tweet, T, enter T menu item.
So it says new tweet, tweet, enter T, enter T. So again, this is very Polaris-ish. Sorry, my computer's interrupting me. So this is very Polaris-ish. You are going to hear the shortcut and then the hotkey. So you could actually do enter T directly from the timeline. It's just letting you know. I'm gonna go down.
New direct message, N, enter N menu item. Refresh, R, enter R menu item.
You can use this to refresh any timeline that you're looking at.
My profile, P, enter P menu item.
You can view your profile.
Logout, L, enter L menu item.
Logout.
About, menu item.
About this app.
Exit, Z, space Z menu item.
And exit. I'm actually gonna go back up to my profile.
About, logout, my profile, P, enter P menu item.
And we're gonna press enter here.
Loading, full name, Hims Jenny.
Okay, and this is my profile and I have my name as Hims Jenny. Again, I have a tab order, so I'll press F3.
Screen name, Jenny Axler static box. Bio, International Tech Manager for HIMS Blindness Products, based at the headquarters in Daejeon, South Korea static box. Location, Daejeon, Korea static box. Joined, Tuesday, August 20th. Followers, 9 static box. Show follower list button. Following, 40 static box. Show following list button.
Okay, so now I can actually, I can actually view my following list, so let's do that.
Loading. Let's envision, Wednesday, November 15th, 19, 32, 12, 2017, followers, 825, following, 775, 140 list item.
So I actually have a whole list of all the people that I'm following. I'm going to jump down to the end of
Hims
it.
Hims Overseas, Hims Incorporated, Natick, Audahazim, Sunday, June 5th, 22, 51, 26, 2011, followers, 43, following, 31, 37, 40 list item.
So we will just check Auda's profile. Auda, so Natick has a profile, as you just saw, that I'm following. Most of their tweets are in Arabic, but if you want Natick news in English, you're going to get it from Auda. So let's check him out. He is, again, in my follower list, so I can just press enter on him, and now it will open his
Loading.
Profile.
Full name, Audahazim.
And again.
Screen name, Audahazim static box. Bio, founder CEO, Natick Technologies. Location, charge, joined, Sunday, followers, 40, show follower list button, following, 31 static, show following list button, unfollow button, show user timeline button, close button.
So I can do all of this from any profile, mine or someone else's. So now, again, I can press F4 and F4 and F4, and it will continue to take me back through the path that I used to get here. But I can also use a shortcut. So if I just want to jump back to my home timeline without going through all those steps, I can press Enter H.
Loading. Perkins School for the Blind, today Boston.
And there I am. So now, let's check out what else you can do with timelines. I'm going to press F2 again.
File, pull down menu, timelines, pull down menu.
And let's go and check this out.
Home timeline, H, enter H menu item.
And there's the hotkey I just used.
My timeline, U, enter U menu item.
That shows my user timeline if I want to see the tweets that I posted.
Likes timeline, I, enter I menu item.
There's the likes timeline.
Mention timeline, M, enter M menu item.
And these are all for me.
Daily trend, T, backspace T menu item.
We'll come back to that in a moment.
Direct messages, G, enter G menu item. Home Timeline, H, Enter H Menu Item.
And again, we've wrapped around. Now, one that's not in the menu that I do want to mention is you can actually press Space U on a specific tweet to see that user's timeline. So if I wanted to see Brian Hargen's timeline, I can press Space U when I'm in that list and see that. Let's go
Direct Messages, Daily Trend, T, Backspace T Menu Item.
Okay, I'm going to press Enter here.
Canada CA Combo Box.
Okay, so now I'm in the daily trends. Now what I've got here is a combo box with a list of countries, and I can use first letter navigation. So I am from the United States. So let's find that.
Ukraine UA combo box. United Arab Emirates AE combo box. United States US combo box.
Okay, now if I press F3.
Wednesday morning 148 list item. 10 years of 1D248 list item. National Hot Dog A348 list item.
These are all the things that are currently trending in the U.S. Who knew there was a National Hot Dog Day? It's not nearly as good as National Donut Day, I have to say. All right, I will go ahead and press F4 to get out of here.
Perkins School for the Blind, today.
And again, I am in my home timeline. I like to start here. As you probably noticed, you can also access your direct messages from there as well as your other timelines. Let's go back to the menus one more time.
File, pull down, timeline, search, pull down menu.
We can also, of course, search.
Search in Twitter, F, space F menu item.
So we can search in Twitter.
Search for user, Y, space Y menu item.
Or we can search for user. Now, if I press enter here.
Search in Twitter dialog. Enter text to search computer edit box.
I actually have an option. I can either use the the at Twitter handle if you want to do that, but you can actually also type someone's name. Now, this is a computer edit box for the reason of being able to type the at sign and using the Twitter handle. You're probably going to want to do that. But I could also, again, let's look for Stuart. So I'll type Stuart. In Stuart Lawler. Oops, I have to use computer braille.
Right race.
Okay, and we'll press enter.
Loading. Stuart Lawler, Tuesday, May 6th, 04:46:54, 2008. Followers, 1,068. Following, 687.19 list item.
I don't actually know if this is the right Stuart Lawler, but if I press enter here.
Loading. Full name, Stuart Lawler. Screen name, Stuart Lawler static box.
Looks like it.
Bio, business development manager with Side and Sound Technology Limited, tech geek, love music, reading and audio production. All views are my own static box.
That looks like him. All right. So again, you can just see.
Stuart Lawler, Tuesday, May 6th, 04:46:54, 2008. Followers, 1,068. Following, 687.19 list item.
Again, I just pressed F4 and I'm returned to the list. I can use space 1 and space 4 to navigate the list. If I want to view someone's profile and see if this is, you know, them, if I want to follow that person, view their user timeline, all the things that I showed you in mine and Outis profiles, again, are available here. So again, one more time, I'll press F4.
Perkins School for the Blind today.
This time I will actually use the hotkey. So we'll do space F.
Search in Twitter dialog. Enter text to search edit box.
Now this will allow me to actually search text in Twitter. Let's try a hashtag. So I'm going to press 456 followed by 1456. And let's do CSUN. And see, we'll just type CSUN, see what we get.
Loading. Machine maker, Temuchin Merker, 5G's Industrial Revolution 4.0 upgrades Taiwan's smart machinery, Alondra, Valdivia, RT Lorax Xeru.
Well, that didn't really work. I'm not exactly sure why, but it's coming up with very different things. It's not that the search doesn't work, it's just that Twitter found something else. So, okay, let's do another one. I know this one will work.
Search in Twitter dialog. Enter text to search edit box.
I'm going to do ACB 2020.
Loading.
Oh, guys, we locked up. Why did that happen?
Loading. Perkins School for the Blind.
Okay. This does work. This is actually the same exact search I used. So hang on, we'll try it one more time. Hang on.
Search in Twitter dialog.
Okay, we've got a Polaris issue. This is not a MoTweet problem.
Okay, just Jenny, do you want? Do you want to, while that's resetting, do you want to go to some questions?
Sure.
And you get, while we're rebooting. So thank you for the demo. We will come back to Jenny in a sec. But let's go to Carl and see how our questions and hands are going. Have we any questions, Carl?
We've got two hands. I've got Mohammed Al-Hassani. Just allow you to talk. You should be able to unmute yourself, Mohammed.
Hey, Mohammed. Hi, can you hear me?
We can hear you. How are you?
Hi, good. Actually, I'm not having any question, but I am from United Arab Emirates, and I'd like to, I'm here just to encourage Natiq and to say for them that we need more apps to be on Polaris. Thank you.
Okay, and many thanks for coming along. You're very welcome. And I think Natiq have plans, and we might hear about those in a little while. So thanks very much, Mohammed.
Now we have another chap, you may know him, Mr. Brian Hartigan.
Ah, Brian. Always good to see Brian at a webinar Wednesday event. Hiya, Brian.
Just need to unmute yourself, Brian. There we go.
Are we there?
We have you, Brian. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good, thank you. Good to have you.
Thank you very much. And I really do like hot dogs, so I'm very pleased that it's hot dog day. I'll keep this brief. I have two questions. I'm quite content to just say one of them, if that's if you're running out of time.
It's okay. It's okay. There's no problem.
Okay. So I'd like to congratulate you on what you've done. I think it's a wonderful application. I have tried it. The first issue that I have, though, is that I would like to purchase it. And I have read the documentation and the website from the first word to the last. And I cannot find anywhere where I can, which refers to how to purchase it. My demo trial has expired and it's not telling me how to purchase it. So can you please walk us through the procedure as to what you would do?
Okay, I think we'll give that to Auda maybe. Auda, how can Brian, and we were talking about this off air before the session, so great question. How can Brian purchase the MoTweet application?
Well, I actually, I think we sent the steps to Jenny. Jenny, are you there? I mean,
I can.
Okay, Jenny. Yep.
So, I do apologize. It's not in the documentation because it was in process. they were just using a PayPal account, but they have recently actually started an online shop, which is available internationally. So the reason that it is not documented is because it changed as of a couple of days ago, and we knew that it would. So there are a couple of things that you need to do. Hopefully, I have actually talked to Ali. Hopefully, they'll be able to streamline this process a bit. But right now, you need to do two things. One, you need to go to natiq.com/online-shop. If you go to software, first of all, this should open in English. If it doesn't, there should be an option to change the language right at the top of the page. Anyway, so once you get there, go to software. You will find a MoTweet there, and you will be able to purchase it from there. It'll take you through the checkout process and everything. They do need one more thing from you, and that is if you could email to info@natiq.com, your MAC address, the email address that you use for Google Play, and your note taker serial number. They need that that's how they will issue the license to you. Now they will actually do that on your server. So once it's done, I'm assuming they'll send you an email and let you know, but once that's done, you won't have to do anything but log in again and then it will work. So again, it's a little bit complicated, but I think you can make it work. Sorry, my computer is interrupting me.
Okay.
Is that correct, Auda and Ali?
Thanks, Jenny.
Okay, I have written all that down.
And Brian, you had a second question, I think, as well.
Okay, and the other question was, when I'm replying to a message, when I was able to do it in the demo period, it was actually, when I was looking at my tweets and when other users were looking at my tweets that I'd replied to on the Polaris, it was actually prefixing the text reply to those two separate words in the tweet. And I'd not seen that with any other client. And it was becoming a bit frustrating for some people seeing my tweets like that. And I just wondered whether this is something that is a Twitter restriction or exactly what the situation was there. Again, thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian. Who would like to take that? Jenny or...
That was a little bit of confusion. I did work with Ali a little bit on that because he's using the iPhone app and it actually shows up that way. And he thought that actually that's the way that it works. He didn't realize that the actual Twitter post doesn't include those words. So I think, are you able to fix that, Ali? You can, yes. Right?
Yes, we can do that, actually. We have full control of how to do the reply to. Jenny said, I saw that in Twitter for iPhone. When I reply to someone for one time, I see replying to, and then the screen name for that person, and then my message. But it is full controlled by my code. I can put it as an option. If you need to add that one, you can put it on, so it will be displaying in your tweet feed. Otherwise, it can be just the screen name and your and a message for a person. This will be in the next version.
It usually it looks like a mention, right? Right, Brian? You're saying it just should say like at Brian Hargen.
That's correct.
Okay. So.
And one comment actually. Sorry for interrupt.
Go for it.
Yeah. Regarding the purchase, next version, because we recently released our international online shop, will make the process more simple. We can add a direct purchase option in the menu. So when you press that one, it will move you directly to our online shop and proceed for the payment. After the payment, we are dealing with a license with MAC address and serial number, so that anytime you need to change your device, this will be linking to one of your devices. That's why we need these informations. I'm planning to make the process more automated so that we can grab this information, but still we need the full name for the person and the email address.
Okay, thank you very much, Ali. And actually, Ali, we will come back to you in a sec just to talk a little bit more. But just before we do that, Carl, have we any more questions at the moment?
I do. I have one from, and please excuse my pronunciation of your surname, Caroline, but I can only presume it's Toes.
Oh, Tara Taves, yeah.
Okay, you know more than I do. You can unmute yourself, Caroline. That's it.
Hiya, Caroline.
Hi, good morning, afternoon, whatever you want to call it. I'm just curious, you know, Twitter last week announced that they would be reopening the Twitter API for third-party clients. And I'm just kind of wondering, have you had a chance to look into that? And you know, what are your plans for that?
Okay, and that might fit very well into Ali's piece, perhaps, because Ali, I don't know if you'd like to answer that question, and maybe if you'd like to tell us a little bit about what you've been doing with the application and some of your plans.
Yes, I read that news about opening the API. Twitter has outsourcing, actually, the library for Java. It's not directly from Twitter, it's from an organization that's feeding the Java code through the library. And they are saying that it will be more easy for the Java library to access some extra features. For example, in direct messages right now, it's not easy to get the direct messages for one person. You have to grab everything and then filter it manually in your code. It will be more easy if they fix that one. Another thing that's it's not available right now is the not the mention. It's the tweet which is following more than one tweet. They call it
Threading?
Yeah, threading, yes.
Oh, the conversation view. Okay.
It's a thread, actually. It's more than a conversation, which is some person send more than one tweet together. So there is not an option right now in the API to grab this one. We hope it will be available next API. If we need to do that one, we have to do it with a very hard way, which is will take more time in loading because you are filtering a lot of tweets. So we are, in general, we are following the API news from Twitter. And as soon as it's become more easy to access information from Twitter database, it will make the application more fast and easy to process the tweets.
Okay.
Excellent. So, and say that you're on top of it and you're going to be able to improve as the API improves.
Yes.
And what about, I know you said right now it's Polaris. Can this eventually be run on other Android devices or not?
The current version is not possible because we are using some SDK files for Android mainly, which is giving us more feature to add shortcuts, easy to navigate, and that library is not available in other Android devices. Even in our smartphone, that Galaxy or any Android phone, it's not be possible because that is that library is not including. But if we need to add make another version that's working on Android, this will be a new story. It can be with the same interface, but with behind different code.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, Caroline. Thank you for your question. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Ali, for your answer. Just before, any more questions, Carl?
I just have one more hand.
Okay.
And that is Carol Adams. You should be able to unmute yourself, Carol. There you go.
All Carol, yours. How are you?
Hi. Just two quick ones, really. The first one is, I'm assuming that this is the same with the Mini as well.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm actually using the Mini.
Oh, okay. Right. And also, I was just wondering about Facebook. Is there any, because I can't seem to get around Facebook, so I was just wondering if there's going to be anything for Facebook as well.
I was going to ask the same question, Carl, so I'm very glad you did. Any guys, anything for Facebook in the offing, Ada or Ali, anything you guys can tell us?
And if you bear with me for just one moment, this also ties into a question from Mark, who's just literally sent one in. Okay. He's just said as well whether any of the learnings can be applied for any of the social networking, as in Facebook and LinkedIn.
Oh, LinkedIn, there's a good one. Okay, so there's a bit of a thirst, I think, for access to social networking, and Twitter is the start. What have you guys, can you guys tell us anything else at the moment?
Well, yeah, I'll let Ali elaborate on the specifics. The one that we got so many requests for is Facebook, and we actually started with Facebook, and we had some brick walls in terms of bureaucracies. Ali can tell us what kind of challenges we're facing. But if Facebook was as open as Twitter, we would have been a demo in Facebook in this webinar. So, but Ali, you can tell us more about that. And the other thing, yes, that's why we're talking to you. I think Ali is very committed. He's very motivated. He's very young. He's very creative. And we're here to see what are your priorities and what are the applications that makes top priority on your list, and we will evaluate. We want to continue developing applications for you. Ali, you can take it from here.
Yeah, thank you for that question. Actually, Twitter was our first star for tweet or social media apps, and we were trying to make it easy for the Polaris. We know that there is an official apps, but it's hard to be dealing with. For Facebook, we started already an app, but during the process of making the app, get the authorization and make it an authorized app to access Facebook data. It is not like Twitter. Twitter, we can do that within one day, but for Facebook, it will take a couple of weeks. And during the coronavirus, they are saying it will take even more. From a court side, we will follow the same way that the Twitter app is made, or the Twitter app is now doing. And just we are working now for the papers and the authorization steps with Facebook. As soon as we get that one, I guess Facebook will be ready to publish.
It is on the way.
Well, I guess if somebody has some ideas about how we can, I know some of you might be activists and they can be heard. If you have any ideas how we can overcome such bureaucracies, get a hold of us.
I can see you sitting across from the Facebook senior management team, as you did with him, demanding with Mark Zuckerberg and his co. I think you need to do that.
Yeah, if I have a line, I'd pick up the phone and call him.
Okay, so there's certainly you're certainly looking at Facebook for the future, and obviously the Twitter app is out, and there's lots of things planned for that as well.
Right, absolutely.
Brilliant. Okay, any other questions from the audience? Anything else, Carl, that's sitting there?
Just a little note from Jenny in Australia, Jennifer Parry. I love the sound of this app. It seems very user-friendly and efficient. Oh, hang on. We've just got some hands now, as soon as I say that. I'll tell you what, do you want to carry on with what we're doing, and we'll get some more questions in a minute?
Okay, perfect. Auda, just in terms of, I suppose, Is there anything else that you guys are working on at the moment that you can share, that you would like to share, or would you like to tell us about?
We're always working on things, and maybe down later in the webinar, I want people to stay until we're ready to fold, so we can share a little bit more, so we can carry on, Stuart.
Okay, so you're sort of just kind of teasing us a little bit there by saying stay around. You're gonna say something else later on, maybe.
I promised you to make this webinar very special, so
okay,
I will deliver.
Okay, everybody, stay where you are. We're gonna have something special a little bit later on. Okay, I'm just gonna go back to Jenny for a sec, because Jenny, you were kind of testing this, I think, from the very start, and you've been working closely with the team at Natick. So you've obviously seen the responsiveness that these guys have in sort of making this thing really easy to use.
Yes. And before I actually go there, I would like to make sure that this is very clear. The problem that I just had was not related to MoTweet at all. This is related to a Polaris beta that I am testing. I actually thought we had nipped it, so I thought I was safe and wouldn't have this issue. Of course, we didn't at ACV. Everything was all good. But it is not related to MoTweet. The MoTweet app actually is very responsive, and it does not cause Polaris to lock up. It is something that is in the beta. But yes, I have been very, very fortunate to be involved. This was something that they actually, they were asking questions. Ali was asking questions about the SDK, and he mentioned a Twitter app, and I said, I want a piece of that. Can I check that out? And so I actually got to be involved very early. And I was able to test it and to give feedback. And I saw a lot of that implemented. They also, of course, had Arabic testers as well. And they have gotten feedback since we have started to test it from, actually, I think Stuart had some feedback that they were able to respond to. And as we said, Brian Harjan's feedback already was passed on and has already been fixed internally and will be in the next version. So yes, they are extremely responsive. They continue to enhance it. You know, We see things every few weeks that they are continuing to add. So, you know, this is what it is right now, and it's great, but probably we will see additions in future as well. And as you know, Auda said, Ali is very quick and very good. And it seems that we have more questions, so we can go back to those if you'd like.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you very much, Jenny. There's an alarm going off outside my window, so apologies if people can hear that. But this is live webinars for you working from home. So, Carl, let's see, have we our questions, our hands? And who we
Carl
might have.
Went away.
Carl, okay. Carl will be back in a sec. I think he may have muted himself, or he may be doing something. But
so
sorry,
let me jump back into the app really quick because I didn't quite get to finish, and I'm so sorry about that. So there are a couple things that I'll go through real fast just to make sure that you know what's there, and we get this finished up. So I do only have audio, but you can hear it, right, Stuart? Yes.
Yeah, we can hear your audio. Yeah.
Okay, very good. So loading. We will go ahead and load loading. It again.
RNIB, Meals Guideline is the first truly accessible washing machine.
Okay, and I'm just pressed backspace enter to stop speech. So let me jump back into the menus real quick.
File, pull down menu, help. Scroll down, settings, S, search, scroll down menu.
Okay, so we went over the search, and again, everything's got hotkeys. Settings, I will S, just menu, jump into the settings to let you know. Settings dialog.
You want to turn the volume up a bit, Jenny? I don't know if it was me only.
Oh, you know what? I did turn it down.
It's dropped slightly, yeah.
Yes, I'm so sorry. Better?
Yeah, perfect.
That's better.
Okay. Okay, so the first thing is show nickname.
Hold on. Show nickname checkbox unchecked.
Ooh, is that too loud?
It's all right.
No, okay. It's fine. It's okay.
It's really loud for me. So when I was viewing tweets, I actually saw the screen name. So if I tab.
Show real name checkbox checked.
I have this showing real name checkbox checked. You can either show... both of them or one or the other. You can actually show neither if you would like to, but that's probably not useful because you won't know who's tweeting anything. But you do actually get to customize this. When you first open it, it should show both. I may still show neither, I'm not sure. But either way, you can come in here and choose that to show the real name, the nickname, or both.
Use enter key to send tweet checkbox checked.
And this is another setting that allows you to, if you would like to write a multi-line tweet, you can actually do that. So you can check this box to send a tweet on enter. If you don't, then you would, when you're in the edit box, you would tab to the OK button and press enter. So it just allows you to, if you don't use multi-line tweets, to be able to do that more quickly. So those are the settings. Again, he may add more in the future, but that's what we have right now.
RNIB.
Okay, and we're back down. And then the last thing that we didn't really cover is help. Help can be accessed with space H, the same way any Polaris app can access it.
MoTweet shortcuts dialog. New tweet, enter T static box.
And we have the entire list. I'm going to jump down to
Caroline tells you to everyone.
A list of hashtags on the current tweet timeline, SpaceX static box.
Thanks so much.
Okay, so we had display hashtags on the current tweet. So there, again, is a shortcut for that.
Go to settings, enter S static box. Go to current user timeline, space U static box. Send direct message to current user, enter D static box. Retweet current tweet, enter E static box.
Detailed instructions for installing the Kindle app on Polaris. Apologies. I know today is mostly about the MoTweet app. Susie Escandbury to everyone. Please, where can I find some detailed instructions for installing the Kindle app on Polaris? Apologies. I know today is mostly about the...
Where are we getting that? Is that you, Stuart?
No, I thought that might be coming through your jaws, Jenny, but it's not.
No, it's not.
Okay, there must
be
some...
I don't have Daniel speaking, so...
Okay, let me see. Can I find out who's still unmuted? Sorry, Jenny, keep going and I'll try and fix that.
Hang on, I'll have a look.
That's okay.
I've got it. It might have been Carol.
Okay.
Send direct message to current user, enter D stack.
So as I was explaining earlier, you can get to these things in the tab order when you press enter on a tweet. But as you see here, there are actually shortcuts to deal with it as well. So I just wanted to point that out. The complete list of shortcuts is available with space H. You will, again, also find it in the help menu, and it is at the end of the current full user manual as well. All right.
Okay, RNIB. Thank you very much, Jenny. Thank you for the demo. And I'm sure you have inspired a lot of people to go and download this thing and test it out. So let's go back. I know there was a few hands raised. So Carl, I don't know if you want to go to a few people.
Yeah, I can do. So we've got Michael Cassidy. You just need to unmute yourself, Michael.
Okay, Michael. Just to remind people, you can raise your hand with Alt and H if you wish, if you'd like to ask a question.
And you hear me.
Hi, Michael. We have you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, yes. Yeah, very impressed with the Motories app. My question isn't about that, because I think it's been very well covered. My question is, on the Braille Sense Plus 32 and the U2, I imagine, there was a very good Sense Bible app. I know you can use Bible apps from the Play Store, but nothing was as good as that one. Are there any plans for the future?
Okay, that's definitely one for Jenny.
Oh, this is such a common question. And right now there are not. Our focus, this is interesting, and this is one reason why we really love what Natick is doing, because making an Android note taker actually takes a lot more development time and resources than making a CE note taker. So our goal at Selvus, unfortunately, has been to do things that are either really not accessible or are not available in the same way, which of course is, you know, a lot of our basic apps, we focus on email, word processor, things like that, as well as, you know, things that just aren't available. We have requests, we did actually implement our Google search and our macro manager, but we haven't done things like Bookshare download and the Bible, because they are available in other ways. And I do understand, to be honest, I still use that on my U2 Mini. I keep it around largely for that purpose, because you're right, it is pretty exceptionally great with the, you know, the parallel translations and the things that it does. But right now we don't have any plans. I will take that back to our developer again, because a lot of times if something comes back and back and back again, it will finally get attention. So it's not on the schedule right now, but you are one of many to request it. So
I can understand their principle though.
Sure. I appreciate that. I do appreciate that. But I do understand, you know, your request as well, of course.
Thanks very much.
Okay. Thank you for your question, Michael. Very nice to have you here. Thanks very much for that. Okay.
On to Zainab.
Zainab, yeah. And Zainab is a Polaris user in Scotland.
Hi.
Hi, Zainab. How are you?
I'm good. Very interesting. I actually use Twitter like every day, almost all day, because I've got nothing else to do. So it was really interesting to see to hear about the app. Just have a question about, so say like on, for example, on like iOS devices, when you have like pictures, if there's a description, the screen reader will read out the description. So how does that work with this app?
I knew somebody was going to ask that. Go to it, Ali. This is definitely a question for Ali.
Do we have Ali? Ali, do you want to answer that? Yeah, perfect.
She's asking about basically alt tags for images.
Actually, we don't have a plan right now for that one, because as you can see in the timelines, we're extracting all of the tweet text. But maybe in future, if we have suitable tools, we can add an option to display the image. And along with that one, of course, we will offer the alt tab. But right now, the tweet is only focusing on text tweet or link tweets.
Okay, it's very, I think it would make the experience less frustrating, I guess, then. But thank you.
Okay, so it might be a feature in the future, because there are lots of pictures or images tweeted and links that have text embedded in the text. But yeah.
Can I ask another question to Jenny, please? I've said this a million times, but I was wondering, because you were saying about what you guys have planned or what you're working on, and I'm wondering if adding an extra Braille code is something you would work on, or if it's not something you want or you will do. If that makes sense.
Say that again.
I'm wondering if like to the Polaris, if adding an extra a language would be something that you would be willing to work on.
Do you mean just a specific Braille table or?
Yes, exactly that.
Yeah, it's possible. Stuart loves to tell the story about how quickly we got Irish done. What are you considering?
I'm really, really, really considering, I'm really wanting Greek because at the moment it took about a month to get one book and a way I can access it on my phone, whereas the Polaris can open PDFs. So if it opens PDFs and if it had Greek, then I would literally be able to open whatever I wanted. So I would really appreciate that, but I just wondered if you'd be able to.
Well, you know, Greek, of course, is going to be interesting.
It's hard. I understand. It's
Braille table. I actually studied Greek in college, so I am familiar with the Braille table, and it's close to English. There, you could do this on the Android side now. I'm thinking about how that would work.
It doesn't, you know, sorry.
I was going to say, I think if you set it in the language area, we might have to deal with this offline. You might, Stuart can connect us via email and we may have to deal with that there. But I'm wondering about using the PDF viewer and the Greek in the Android system language, if that would do it.
I've tried that. Can I tell you my results? So
yes,
I did
please.
Do it.
I have not tried it. That's what I was going to say. I have not tried it.
No, I tried it and I was, okay. So I set the language to Greek or whatever. And basically what it does is when Greek appears, it's the kind of international Greek Braille code. Now this is the one used for math and science. The problem is that the accents are gobbledygook. So you don't know which letter.
So it is trying to do it. It's just not the right Braille table. Oh, interesting.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me have a think on what we can do. We can implement other Braille tables. That's not difficult. And I know again that it is, are you using the one that is somewhat similar to English where it's showing it's in uncontracted English Braille, it looks like, but then the Omega and that are different. Is that correct?
That's it. That's exactly it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's some shortcuts the E and the I together in Greek is like a separate code. And by the way, apart from that, the Polaris is absolutely perfect for me and I love it. So good job.
That's great. Okay. I'm going to, like I said, have Stuart connect us via email and that will also serve as a reminder to me. I'm going to need to do a little bit of research and figure this out. But let's see if we can figure this out.
Thank you.
I will send an email in a moment to the two of you so that you're connected and we can work it out from there.
Great.
Okay. Perfect. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks a million, Zeynep. Good to hear you.
Thanks.
Okay. Anybody else, Carl with hands raised, who might want to ask a question? I think.
Hang on, I'm muted myself. Maria Chapman, it's all yours.
Hey, how you going?
Hi, Maria.
I was just wondering about the option. I didn't hear it. I might have missed it, but to retweet, and does it support quoted tweets?
I just asked that same question to Ali, and he said, I believe that it will be possible, but it's not in the... Right now, if you retweet it, it just tweets out. So it doesn't actually allow you to do a quote, but I believe that's coming. Is that correct, Mr. Ali?
Yes, that's something that we are working on it right now, to have two options, either retweet or retweet with a quote.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, Maria. Great question.
Brilliant. Right, okay, that's the last. Oh no, hang on. As soon as I say it's the last hand, they appear from nowhere.
It always happens. It always happens.
I've just got a quick one from someone called Summer. How much does MoTweet cost?
Well, that's a great question, actually. Yeah. Do we have what was the US dollars price? I think, Audi, you told me yesterday.
Yeah, it's $15 US, and that's a one-time license fee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$15 US.
And you get all the updates and upgrades.
Yeah. So.
About £12.
There's a link to the thing, but I don't know how to get it out.
Okay, so that's about £12 sterling. So, yeah, good price. And you can do your transaction online at natic.com. Thanks for the question, Summer. Okay, no more hands, Carl?
Yes, we do. I'm just going to go to Susie Escandari.
Okay, yeah.
This is more to do with, nothing to do with the motorway, actually. Okay. Where can I find details and instructions for installing the Kindle app on my Polaris?
Okay.
Jenny.
Jenny, would you like to?
Jenny.
Sorry,
oh,
Jenny.
Jenny, we love you.
Mm-hmm. No, well, you know what's interesting, though, is the instructions for installing Kindle are the same as the instructions for installing Motweet. So, because they're both APKs. So, Kindle, for some reason, Google decides that it must have a touchscreen, even though it actually works pretty well in Polaris. Google has made this arbitrary thing. So you won't find it in the Play Store if you search for it on Polaris, because Polaris is identified as not having a touchscreen. So if you Google Amazon Kindle APK, those letters, APK, I would suggest one of two sources. You can get it from Amazon directly, and it will pop right up from Google. You can also get it from a site called apkpure.com. This is a very reputable site. You will probably find several entries for it, but I would suggest one of those two options. Anyway, once you download it, you do need to go into the settings, Android system settings on your Polaris under security, and choose allow apps from other sources or something to that effect. You need to choose that, and then accept. It'll give you a prompt. Are you sure you want to do this? This could, you know, open your Polaris up to various things. So you want to say yes. Once you've done that, you can just install this from the file manager. When you press enter on it, it will open the installation dialog and all will be well. It will ask you for some permissions. You just simply press F3 to get yourself through the dialog. And at some point you'll get an install button. And that's how you do it. And that is also the same way that you will install the Motweet app. So I don't think that I mentioned either where to go to get the Motweet app. We talked about purchasing it. If you want to try it, you actually can try it for 6 or 7 days. Is it six? Anyway, you want to go to Magic.
7 days. Okay.
So it's a 7-day trial. Good. So you go to www.natic.com. That's NATTIQ.com. You should see it. I think it's going to be one of the second or third heading down. They post things in order that they are their newest news. So I think the newest thing is the online store. And then underneath that is the Motweet announcement. So it's really easy to find from that location, just from their homepage. So again, if you just go a couple of headings down, you should get it. There's a link for the download, and you can install it in the way that I just described, and you will have a 7-day trial. Again, I would read the documentation, download that also to get specific details. Okay, I'm really rambling.
Thank you, Jenny. That's great. And Susie, if you have problems, because we were chatting about this previously, so if you have problems, Susie, give our tech support a call or drop me an email, and we will help you with the Kindle app as well. Okay.
Yeah. I added the link for download in the chat, so everyone in this webinar can have a direct access for the download and purchase link.
So the link is in the chat window for downloading. Excellent. Thank you, Ali. That's fantastic. Any more questions, Carl?
Hang on. I keep forgetting I'm muted. I've got Georgie Zanoon.
Georgie's, okay.
Just need to unmute yourself, Georgie's.
Hello.
All yours. Hi, Georgie's. How are you?
Hello, everybody. I have some points and a question. I think we begin with some points. I must tell first that I purchased the Motweet last week and I paid $11 actually, not 15.
Okay.
Yeah. I paid through PayPal, of course, and it was activated and no problems at all. The second is that I am noticing that the tweets that come in the notifications area in my iPhone, I don't see them in the Motweet app. Where are they? I get notifications from persons who tweet, and I don't see them in the Motweet.
Okay, one for Ali, maybe. I don't know, Ali, have you any comments on that?
Yes. Sometimes you need to just refresh the timeline and you will get the new tweet. You can do that through the shortcut Enter R and it will refresh the timeline. Or it will be opening next time when you, it will be showing next opening of more tweets. Uh-huh. We will get the new tweets.
Yeah.
It's actually not sending push notifications.
Yes. I know that, but I, on my iPhone, the notifications that I get, I don't see them in the Motweet apps in the timeline.
Because the Motweet app does not push notifications.
You have to manually refresh, I suppose.
Yes. It's just a slightly different way that the app works.
Yeah, I tried to refresh, but anyhow, it didn't. Yeah, anyhow, it's... this app is very good. The interface is the classical interface Polaris users are, and I'm enjoying it, especially that I can now type in Arabic after installing Gboard on the international release of Polaris.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you very much.
Actually, I have a comment about the price. I think, Mr. Zainoun, we undercharged you. You owe us $2.
Okay, I pay them next time.
No. Mr. Zainoun is an old customer of ours, and we have promotions going. So, and then there are some points you can earn as if you are a customer. So,
I got them after the purchase.
Yeah, and then you know some specials were going. But thank you for your support, Mr. Zainoun.
You look after your friends, Ada. That's a good thing. Okay, brilliant. Thank you very much, Georges, for your comments. Thanks a million.
Okay. We're going to go to Fareshta.
Fareshta, a regular webinar Wednesday.
Still yours, unmute yourself, please, my dear.
Hi,
Fareshta. How are you? Yeah, we have you, Fareshta.
Okay, good. Actually, I have a few queries. Generally with Polaris and Android, I already asked you, but I didn't get any response. I really want to ask Jenny. For instance, in Android, how can I go to the page up or page down, or what's the shortcut for review apps to close all apps?
Okay, just before we go to Jenny, I must apologize because I was going to bring one of your queries back to Jenny, which I didn't do. So that's my fault and not Jenny's. But Jenny, the query was, Fareshta was having difficulties navigating multi-page lists of apps on the Android side.
Yep. So when you're in a scroll area with multiple pages, you can do page up and page down with space 345 for page down and space 126 for page up.
I did, but it didn't work. I tried it.
You do have to be in the scroll area. So you've got to be in the area of the screen where you can scroll down. If you're not, you're right, it won't. So
how can I make sure I am in the scroll area?
You sort of have to have some familiarity with the app, so it will depend on what you're doing. For example, if you're in
end of the page, so
right. If you're at the end of the screen, you're probably outside of the scroll area. So, for example, it's hard to know what apps you're using. One that I know I use it a lot in is Apple Music. So if you're in like the artist list or song list, you do have to be inside that list. So for example, if you're on the play button or the next button, it's not going to work. But if you are in the area where it is actually listing songs or artists or genres, then you will be able to use that. So exactly. It's hard.
Yeah, I did. This is what I did. Yes. And it didn't work. And also in the Android, I don't know if you use Android or iPhone, there is a button to close all apps at the same time.
But yes.
We have that.
If you... Wait, theirs is turned off. I will show it to you, actually.
RNIB. Meals.
Okay, so if I press space, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6...
Your data isn't backed up. Add a backup account now.
So now I have the notification shade. So I can tab.
Delete, space D, button.
That will close the specific one.
Clear all, space enter D, button.
So there's the clear all button. All I have to do is press enter, or it announced that it's space enter D is the shortcut. So
yeah, I think what was happening, Jenny, was I was giving fresh to the space enter D key, and that didn't seem to be working. But maybe you need to try that from the notification screen fresh.
You have to be in the notification shade to do that.
I am talking about always.
Oh, I'm sorry, the tasks. RNIB. Tasks, right?
Yeah,
apps. Always. Okay, again, still possible. I believe it's the same keystroke. So you press, again, F1 and F4.
Task name, Motweet 1-1 list item.
So I only have one thing, but again, this is the task manager and it works exactly the same way.
Close, space D, close all, space enter D, button.
So it's exactly the same way.
This is working for, everywhere in Polaris, but I need to know about just the apps in Android. There is a key called overview, which lets us access.
Because Polaris
Android.
You can't do it specifically only in Android because Polaris is also using Android. So the way that Android works, it closes all apps and it works the same way on Polaris, but because Polaris apps are still Android apps, it's going to close all of those. So you can't differentiate.
Okay. My other query is I met you I think last month or maybe another 2 months ago in one of the webinars, and I asked you about the language, and you actually mentioned also to someone to go to Android setting language. I did, but there is, my language available, but the problem is it doesn't have Braille, and also I can't. Because I have the auto TTS, which is able to read my text in my language, but it doesn't read it when I put it my Android.
Your situation's a little bit different because you're trying to use Farsi, which is a non-Latin language, and English doesn't really deal with that. So the English firmware doesn't really deal with that. So it is going to be more difficult in your situation than it will be for us to, I guess Greek is not exactly a Latin language either, but it's going to be a little bit different situation because of the characteristics of the Farsi language and the support in English.
But there is an app called Brailleback in Android.
Yes.
Are we able to use Brailleback? In Polaris?
Yes, but it's not easy to deal with that because you can't use our internal Braille display and keyboard with Brailleback because Brailleback doesn't support them internally. It only supports Braille displays and Braille keyboards over Bluetooth.
Oh.
So,
just use the Perkins key in our Polaris.
Right. I mean, you can use TalkBack with a QWERTY keyboard and make that work, which might read for you in TTS, but you still won't have Braille access.
No, I need some way to get access to the Braille.
I understand that, but I'm not sure that that's possible. But I think that's a discussion for...
Yeah, I think we might offline. Take that offline. So, Faresha, if you drop me an email just with those, well, in particular with that question, I might loop you in with Jenny and we'll see what we can come up with.
I have more queries. My other query is about...
Faresha, just sorry, because I just need to make sure. I think there are some other people waiting and we do want to try to get to everyone. So if you don't mind, I'm going to...
Definitely, my question would be some people's question as well. So my last question is about the Polaris update.
Okay.
Because I am still not able to get access to the Polaris synthesizer, Polaris voices. And I don't know actually when PIMP are going to actually...
Oh, the patch.
Okay, so you're asking about the patch. The patch release that's currently being worked on, I suppose.
Yes, so we are still trying to fix bugs, including the one that I just experienced, and we definitely can't release with that still happening. So I want to say that it'll be any time now, but we really have to fix a couple of things because it is obviously much better that we don't release with a problem like that where it's just rebooting randomly. So please understand that there is a delay and that it's necessary and better for you that we do that. So I don't know exactly when, but hopefully very soon.
Perfect. All right. Thank you, Faresha. Thanks a million for your questions. And thank you, Jenny, for all your answers. Just going to really quickly check in with Carl to see if anyone else is waiting.
Just one more hand one from more, Tanya. Okay. Tanya, it's all yours if you want to unmute yourself.
Hiya, Tanya. We got Tanya on the air, and then we're going to go back to Auda for hopefully something exciting, I think. I'm kind of excited. Just get us excited here, Auda. Tanya, do we have Tanya?
Yeah, she's here.
Oh, hiya, Tanya.
Hi, good evening. Hello.
How are you?
I've just got two very quick questions. The first one relates to somebody else asked earlier about the Bible that used to be on the old U2, but I'm also asking about the wonderful games that we used to have. There was a maths game, there was a memory game, a reverse game, and
you might have dementia. it really said that. It totally said, the game actually said you might have dementia if you
got a low score or something, if you didn't get a very high score. But I have found a lot of trouble getting any apps out of the Play Store that have worked really well. And it's been a bit of a trial and error on the Polaris. And I'm hoping that somewhere in the future you might consider some Polaris, specific games like that are easy to use for people who use Braille. And also the other question or the problem that I've had is with emails with large attachments, that the Polaris doesn't give you a warning about... that it's the email is too large and that it's just simply skipping the email if it can't deal with it. So it locked up my system and I had to actually get the email on a desktop computer and then clear that other large email from webmail before the Polaris would start working again and downloading the rest of the emails that were queued up.
It might have actually been in process. It is a little bit slow, but my dad actually sent me a user manual recently and I had the same thing. It hadn't locked up at all. It was just taking a really long time to do that. So it could be that it was still, it's hard to know exactly what was going on there. Do you know how big it was or what it...
Unfortunately, it was rather large and I'm going to be speaking to the person about it because it had about 28 meg. It was attachments, I think something like that might be better off either in sending them in smaller, with a few smaller attachments at a time, or else using something like Dropbox or something like that, perhaps.
If it was that size, you're right, it probably should have done something. I know we can handle larger attachments than the U2 could. Let me check on that. I'm not really sure what's going on there, but To be honest, I haven't received on my Polaris an email that's that large, so I wouldn't have experienced that. But let me check and see what should have happened, because it seems like that wouldn't be the normal course. So,
and may I just, Jenny, I think it's because I think you brought these to my attention, the Delight Games for Polaris?
Yes, thank you. I was going to mention that. So there's a couple things. I know actually Caroline, who's listening, likes Dice World. She was trying that on Polaris and I think got that to work. We have several users doing that, if you like that. But yes, if you like text adventure games, Delight Games works great. Really easy to use. I think there's a Sudoku. There's actually... I don't know if Stuart has the accessible apps list, but there are several games in there that actually, we had a tech support person that was really into playing games, and she found a lot that worked really well on Polaris.
Yeah, if anyone wants the accessible apps, I do have it here. So you can send an email to me from the email you got from the registration today. That will get to me if you want the accessible apps list. And I was experimenting, Jenny, I think I was telling you about something called Frotz before. So Frotz has these kind of text adventure games from the 80s as well. So there's a few things out there if you look around. Not all of them are easy to use, but there are some. Yep.
We even had, I think somebody was playing a chess game that actually worked okay too. So
wow, okay.
It is hit or miss, not going to lie. Okay. Games are definitely one of the areas where there are more things that are not accessible than are, but there are a few really great ones.
Okay, thanks for your question, Tanya. Very nice to hear you. Carl, unless there's anyone else waiting in the wings.
No, hang on. George has just asked, any voice dictation app recommended for the Polaris, regardless of language?
Jenny.
Well, yeah. The problem is it's hard to find it. So there's one called Voice Notes that works really well. Unfortunately, there are about five apps called Voice Notes. So finding it, I've actually, what is there? Live Transcribe actually works pretty well too. That's probably the easiest one.
Voice Notes or Live Transcribe, have a look on the Play Store. Okay. I'm conscious that time is moving on. I want to go back to Auda because I think he wants to say something before the end of the show. And thanks to everybody for your questions. And thank you it's been a really interesting afternoon. But Auda, let's hand it back to you for a sec.
Thank you, Stuart. This has been a great webinar, and I appreciate for the people who are staying, sticking around. I think they deserve a bit of good news. I really wanted to have the Facebook application to at least a beta to demo, but we explained why we couldn't. But Ali surprised us all when he was working in parallel in another application. And I don't see Brian Hardgen here. I think he had to go, but he sent a request to us through email. And we were working in the same application that he requested. So I think Ali will go a little more further than just mentioning the name of the application he's working on. And he probably will share his screen and do a demo for us. So how about that?
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Right. So Ali, this is exciting. It's all yours.
Thank you. Is my screen reader working now? You can hear the screen reader?
You might need to share your system audio.
Oh, sorry.
When you do the share, there's a tick box for the audio. That might be.
Hide video button menu. Left mouse zoom. Hide left mouse button. Left mouse zoom. Binary panelists, 5 attendees, 31 Ali. Zoom. Title bar.
Are
you sharing your screen open the, already?
No. Can you open the share screen for me?
Oh, sorry. One sec. Apologies.
I had the same problem earlier.
This is live. One sec while I just do this. While we're doing this, one thing I didn't do is remind people about next week's webinar, Wednesday. We're going to have Graham Longley from Aspire Consultancy join us. Graham's a great guy. I had the pleasure of chatting to him on the phone today. And he's going to be joining us next week, telling us all about what he does. So just one sec, Ali. Okay. So that's next Wednesday at 2 o'clock, Graeme Longley from Aspire Consultancy. Ali, you should be able to share your screen. And if you tick the audio tick box, we should hear your screen reader as well.
So now you can hear.
No, not yet.
We just heard from your speakers.
No. There should be a specific box that says share system audio. You have to.
Yeah, it's a little checkbox.
And actually, you're going to have to stop your share and restart it to make it work at this point, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Settings leave computer audio 11 of 12.
So we're just. Setting up Ali's equipment. Thanks to everybody who's been attending today. We're going to have a demo in just a sec of a new application.
Hello.
Yeah.
In the meantime, while we are waiting, may I say a word?
Yeah. Sorry. Who's this?
George. George.
Oh, George. Okay.
From Sweden. There is the. In Gboard, which I installed, there is actually voice dictation, but how can I navigate such an app without because on the telephone it is
no selection.
One sees the QWERTY, and here we have only the Braille keyboard to deal with. So I activate it actually and change language with the with an external Bluetooth keyboard,
mouse button.
There is a voice dictation button, okay. But how can I navigate?
Right now, Ali is ready to do the demo, so we can deal with this.
Let's say we'll come back to that at the end, if that's okay, Georges. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So, Ali, off you go.
Up arrow. Alt. Up the gray inbox. Tweet for desktop. Meeting controls. Down arrow. No selection. Optimize. No selection. Meeting control.
Yes.
No focus detect. No focus. No select. Meeting control. Left mouse button. Left mouse button. Up arrow. Alt. F10. Task meet the inbox. Zoom. Die. Mode tweet for desktop. Meeting controls. No selection menu. No focus detected. Meeting controls. No focus detected. No selection. Meeting control. Left mouse button. Down arrow. Meeting the gray inbox support the gray mode tweet for desktop. Meeting control down arrow. No select meeting.
That's my first time to share the screen while the screen reader.
No meeting control left.
For some reason the focus not moving.
Yeah,
from the
we are hearing it. And we can hear the mode tweet for Windows, but then it seems to lose focus.
Yes, keep losing focus because the focus is stuck on the control of the Zoom.
Sure. What are you using, NVDA?
Using Dolphin screen reader.
Okay.
Up arrow. Zoom does actually screen a lot of
inbox people. Support the screen mode tweet for desktop meeting controls. No focus
control. Let me try the NVDA. Actually, I guess now you can hear the app that we are working right now.
Yeah, Mode tweet for desktop.
Mode tweet for desktop.
Wow, very exciting.
Cool.
We made it very easy and clean, same like the application for the Polaris. It's a list of all the tweets with the screen name and the tweet text. And for the other option that you need to access, like favorite or like the tweet and tweet information, we add it as a pop-up menu. When you press F9, you will get that menu, which is information, retweet, favorite, reply, or open link in web browser if the link, if the tweet has a link. In addition to that, we add a shortcut to access all of the timeline, like home timeline, my timeline, likes or mentioned timeline, and the other messages or daily trends.
Oh, Brian's back.
Okay, and Ali, it sounds great, and I'm going to ask this question knowing that it's probably a difficult one for you to answer, but when do you think this might be available?
We are working so hard to get it as soon as possible, but okay. I'd say less than a month, it will be ready.
You're up day and night working on this thing?
Yes.
Okay.
You said a month?
I've seen it.
1 month from now?
Yeah, a month from now.
Great.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. So this is, I guess, the Windows version of the MoTweet application.
The good thing is that I made it to be a cross-platform, so it can be working in Mac and Windows in the same time.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's a cross-platform application.
Okay, and will it be a similar price point, Aude?
We haven't thought about that. We will have to interact with some of the users or some of our partners like yourself,
okay.
Stuart. And
sure.
We haven't decided yet.
Okay. Guys, that's fantastic. So certainly that was well worth staying around for till the end of the session, I think. Ali, thank you so much for sharing that news with us. And Aude, of course, thank you for coming along today. And of course, Jenny, thank you for staying up very late into your night in Korea. We appreciate all that you do on an ongoing basis to support Polaris users throughout the world. That's just about it for this week's session. Thanks to everybody for attending Webinar Wednesday. Remember, next week we'll be back with Graham Longley from Aspire Consultancy. Until then, from Carl and Stuart here at Sight and Sound, stay safe and stay well. And we'll talk to you all next week.